Welcome in to another edition of Locked On Titans. I'm Jimmy Morris, joined as always by Terry Lambert. Terry, how are you tonight?
Doing pretty well. Just watching another preseason game on this Monday night.
There you go. So was it the Colts and the Ravens?
Colts and Ravens, man. Flags flying everywhere.
Little Andrew Luck, yeah. I said the other day, in the second half of preseason games, they should just not throw penalty flags. Yeah, it's brutal.
Running clock.
Right. But anyway. All right, so tonight we're going to talk a little bit about kind of fantasy projections for guys on the Titans, and we'll give you the numbers from ESPN, Mike Clay, and then a little discussion on where we think the Titans will actually end up, over, under, that kind of stuff. Before we do that, we'll remind you, we write for MusicCityMiracles.com, where we cover the Titans for SB Nation. So you can check us out there. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM. Terry's at TLambertFB. And you can subscribe to the podcast. Just search out Locked On Titans wherever you get your podcast. Like I said, subscribe there, and you'll get the newest episodes as soon as they're available. Before we get into the fantasy stuff, just a couple notes from practice today. Dane Cruikshank returned to practice. And that's obviously a big deal because, you know, the Titans have been thin at safety. We've seen, obviously, Cyprian go on IR. We saw Kendrick Lewis exit the game on Saturday with an injury. Don't know what that is, but they didn't put him on IR, so I guess that's a good sign. But, you know, Cruikshank's thing looked pretty serious when it happened, but, you know, a little bit over a week later, he's back out there. So that's good news, obviously, for a draft pick, but just for depth purposes for that position. So a bunch of guys missed practice today. Not going to go through that whole list, but just, you know, we're still a little bit more than 2 weeks away from the regular season opener, so not really overly concerned about any of that stuff. And again, Bray was made it perfectly clear that he's not going to give us any updates on injuries. Was asked today, Kalen Reed went to IR, was asked today, you know, what injury Kalen Reed went to IR with, and Mike Vrabel said he went there with an injury. So that's about all we're getting at this point. So any of these guys that are injured, we won't know anything about them really until we get an injury report on Wednesday before the week one game against the Dolphins. So that's just kind of the practice update from today. All right. So, you know, when we get talking about fantasy projections, obviously we'll start with Marcus Mariota. And so on ESPN, they have him projected for 3,790 yards, 23.8 passing touchdowns, 13 interceptions, 365 rushing yards, and 2.603, whatever, rushing touchdowns. What do you think about those numbers?
I think they're on the money, and I think they reflect a pretty positive thought process around Marcus Mariota coming off a year, 13 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. You know, Mike Clay has clearly paid attention here. He sees the new staff. He sees the potential for Marcus to explode. You know, projecting 10 more touchdowns, you know, two fewer picks, 500 more yards, stuff like that. So I think Marcus can go over this. We just see it, and I've said this before, you just see it with new offenses hitting the league. They seem to have that one explosive season, and then the NFL kind of starts to catch up. So I think Clay's pretty on the money here. Interested to see how much the passing game is utilized without the experience at receiver, but these numbers seem right to me.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about that is, so that makes him QB16 according to these projections, right between Patrick Mahomes and Mitchell Trubisky, ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo. And Jimmy Garoppolo is obviously, you know, one of the more popular names, and I would imagine, I haven't looked at ADP or anything like that, but I would imagine that Garoppolo is going well ahead of Marcus Mariota in, you know, drafts, if you're not playing against the, you know, a bunch of Titans fans. So just interesting that, you know, with the name appeal that he has, Garoppolo, and the success that he had at the end of last year, you've got Mariota ahead of him. And so, yeah, I mean, I agree. I think, so if you're looking at, I guess, ESPN's standard scoring, which is now PPR, which obviously is not relevant to the quarterback unless, you know, Mario's going to throw more touchdown passes to himself. But that puts him at 269.9 points, like I said, right between Mahomes and Trubisky. I don't know. I feel like he finishes ahead of QB16. Maybe that's just me being optimistic about his outlook. But I don't know. It's hard to argue when you if you go through the names ahead of him. I don't really know who I feel all that strongly about putting him ahead of. But I feel like maybe he's got maybe a little bit more rushing upside. Maybe there could be some of that. They got him projected at 366 yards, basically, rushing. And just under three rushing touchdowns. So I feel like he could do a little bit better than that. But I don't know. I just feel like the numbers aren't that. I don't feel like they're that off. But I don't know. I just have a feeling that he finishes ahead of QB 16.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I think it's just I think there's some hesitation there with the weapons that he has. You know, we haven't seen Corey Davis put a stretch of games together. We don't know what's going on with Rishard Matthews. Taywan Taylor is inexperienced, didn't really find the field last year. You know, Sharp coming off of an injury. So the receivers are just an issue. Maybe not an issue, but a question mark. So that's where the fantasy perspective comes in for me. I trust Marcus Mariota. I don't necessarily trust those receivers yet.
That's a really good point. And I do think that if you had a little bit more faith in even Corey Davis, specifically like Taywan Taylor, if you had a little bit more faith in those guys, then you probably would see those numbers a little bit higher than they are currently. But, I mean, they are question marks. And even, you know, you want to argue that, being a Titans fan and knowing the ceiling maybe that Taywan Taylor has, that Corey Davis has. But at the same time, if we're being realistic, those guys have got to prove it. And they haven't done that yet. We've seen flashes from both guys, but we haven't seen them consistently produce. So I guess that would be the biggest question mark that Marcus Mariota has, at least for us. I think there are other question marks that other people have, but if you watched him week in and week out for his entire career, I think really the weapons surrounding him at this point are the biggest question mark. All right, so coming up, we'll talk a little bit about the running backs, because I think that, you know, Deion Lewis, Derrick Henry are probably the guys that are going to get drafted in every single fantasy league. Those are the guys that you're looking at. So we'll talk a little bit about their projections and kind of how we feel about that. Before we do that, we're going to tell you about The Athletic. If you didn't see today, The Athletic announced that they are starting a Nashville-specific site. They hired John Glennon and Travis Haney to cover the Titans. You can get The Athletic for 40% off for a first-year subscription. That's $2.99 per month. If you go to the link, theathletic.com/LockedOnTitans. That's all lowercase. It is case sensitive in this instance. So theathletic.com/LockedOnTitans. That'll get you 40% off of your first year subscription, $2.99 a month. If you haven't checked out The Athletic, I really recommend that you do that. You can get a 7-day free trial when you sign up. They're hiring a bunch of great writers. Obviously, with the guys that they hired here, that's obvious. But just guys they've hired on a national perspective, all sports. When you sign up, you don't just get Titans coverage. You get the entire site. I'm a subscriber. They do a great job. All sports, whatever you want, they've got it there, and they've been hiring the best writers. They've been taking them away from the newspapers, which are dying anyway, and they've really built up their workforce. So check it out. Their motto is simple. You got no ads, no pop-ups, no autoplay video. It said readers subscribe for authentic, in-depth coverage written by journalists who know their teams inside and out. Coverage will go beyond game recaps and trade speculation to provide smarter analysis and deeper perspective about teams in the league. Subscribers have access to local and national content with more than 650 to 700 news stories published every week across all sports. Subscribe and be a part of the future of sports journalism. And again, they announced their Nashville coverage today. You got Travis Haney and John Glennon covering the Titans. Glennon's also going to cover the Predators. They got Adam Vingan. They hired him away from the Tennessean to cover the Predators. And David Ubin, who's been covering the Vols for a while for them. All great writers. You're going to really enjoy their content. So, again, go to theathletic.com/LockedOnTitans, all lowercase, and you get a 40% off of your first-year subscription. Okay, so, the most intriguing thing, I think, is the two running backs. And when you look at the projections for them, Mike Clay's got Derrick Henry at 222 carries, 939 yards, 7 touchdowns, and then 23 catches for 203 receiving yards. Deion Lewis, he has for 132 carries and 573 yards, just under four touchdowns, 46 catches, 374 yards, basically, and just under two touchdowns receiving. I've been all along saying that Derrick Henry is going to get the bulk of the carries. And I wouldn't have been a couple weeks ago, you know, like I said, you got a 222 carry versus 132 carries split between Henry and Lewis. A couple weeks ago, I would have agreed with that. But I really think at this point, I think the carry numbers are going to be a lot closer than that. That's about 190 carry difference. I think it's going to end up being closer than that. And I think, especially in PPR scoring, I think Deion Lewis ends up outscoring Derrick Henry.
Agree with that. I think Deion Lewis outscores Henry by quite a bit. I just think he's going to be the more consistent guy for fantasy purposes and for real football purposes. I mean, this is a guy that can do it all. He's proven he can run in between the tackles. That's not a problem. He can catch balls out of the backfield. You saw how valuable that was over the weekend. Derrick Henry, you're going to have to get a little more creative with him. He's not a guy that's going to go make someone miss and you know, take it to the house. He's a guy that you're going to set up screens for, get him rolling, and then he can become a big play guy. But I just think the consistency of Deion Lewis is hard to ignore here, and I think it's going to be increasingly difficult to keep him off the field.
Yeah, and so with this projection, you've got – so the total points in PPR – Derrick Henry at 185.4, Deion Lewis at 172.3, and again, I don't think it's going to be that big of a gap. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if Lewis ends up outscoring Derrick Henry. It'll be closer in standard, but I'm trying to look real quick and see ADP. So you know, average draft position right now, Derrick Henry is 40. On ESPN, and I'm going to scroll for a minute to find Deion Lewis. But I just really think, like I said, that there's a big gap there between those two guys, and Deion Lewis is obviously the better value at this point. Now, again, this is assuming you're drafting with those guys that aren't Titans fans. These picks seem to get accelerated when you're in those types of leagues. But I don't know. I mean, I think that where Derrick Henry's going right now, I mean, I don't know. I think I probably won't end up – I haven't done a season-long draft yet. I've got a few coming up. But I would imagine I don't end up with Derrick Henry on any of my teams just because I think he's getting overdrafted at this point, and I think the better value is to wait. And if you can get Deion Lewis two or three rounds later, I think you end up coming out ahead in the long run.
Yeah, I don't know if people have forgotten about Lewis or – if they just see Murray retiring and that's what's keeping his price so high, but it's entirely too high. I mean, you're talking at the very least a split backfield, and I just don't trust Henry to take that big step forward and become the guy. So they're paying Lewis a lot of money. I think he's top 10 in the league now in terms of running back contracts. So he's going to be involved, and with the way the NFL has gone, I think you're going to see Lewis on the field a ton. I think you already saw the dividends being paid against the Buccaneers there. I mean, catching a pass, a four-yard pass, and making a guy miss. Again, that's something the Titans haven't had perhaps ever since they've been in Nashville. So Deion Lewis is the guy for me. I'm not taking Derrick Henry anywhere near that price point.
Yeah, so I found it here. Derrick Henry average – ADP 45, Deion Lewis is coming in basically at 68. And again, I feel like Deion Lewis outscores him, so I feel like that's a much better value. And go back and look at what Deion Lewis was able to do last year in those weeks. I can't remember the exact week numbers, but what he was able to do when the other running backs for the Patriots were down, were injured, he did it all. He can run between the tackles. He can catch passes out of the backfield, like you said. You saw what he was able to do against the Buccaneers. And listen, the Titans are not going to give him, you know, 300 carries because he's a guy that has an injury history. I mean, he's this much smaller guy. We've all seen the picture circulating of you know, Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis standing next to each other. We know what that is. But I really think that just even if he gets less touches, I think he can do more with those touches. And I really do think that I think he outscores him, and so I think if you're better off waiting on Deion Lewis in your drafts, and I think you're just going to get a whole lot better value if you wait for him. All right, so coming up, we'll talk about the receivers and the tight ends and how many of those guys are worth drafting in your drafts. Okay, so when you look at, you know, what's left for the Titans, when you look at receivers and tight ends, obviously Corey Davis is going to get drafted in your draft. Delanie Walker is going to get drafted. Rashard Matthews is probably going to get drafted after that. It's up again, depending on who you're playing against. I still believe Corey Davis is the guy that you want. When you look at the projections on ESPN, he's actually number two behind Mariota ahead of Derrick Henry for what they've got, with Delanie Walker being number four. We're both huge believers in Corey Davis and think that he's primed to make that big leap from year one to year two. I think that you're going to see him, you know, obviously go off the board pretty early in your drafts. So give me 71. They got him at basically 72 catches, 905 yards, just under six touchdowns. You going over under on those numbers?
I'm going over. I think he gets to 1,000 yards. I think you saw it in flashes last year. We were talking last night, you know, the first glimpse we had of him playing a live football game, he was mossing a dude on the sideline. So you put that knowledge with what you saw in the Patriots game, you know, two touchdowns, the guy has flashed dominance. And you know, you go back to the offense last year, and I think about how open this guy was pretty routinely, and Marcus Mariota just missed him because he was so broken. So if these two can get it in gear, and from the reports out of practice, it seems like they're getting there. Haven't really seen it in a preseason game yet, but it's got to be him. You know, who else can it be? You talk about Taywan Taylor. I guess it could be Rashard Matthews, but he's not real exciting, and we don't know what we're going to get with him with the injury going on there. So if there's a guy to own right now, it's Corey Davis, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Rashard Matthews will be fantasy relevant. But again, it's all speculation at this point. He's still on PUP. Hasn't practiced at all. And, you know, we're getting to the point now where you're talking about a guy who, I mean, obviously we've seen Rashard Matthews be productive for this team. You know, can't argue that he was a great free agent signing for John Robinson. But you're talking about a new offense. You're talking about these other guys in, you know, Davis, Taylor, Tajay Sharp, whoever, being out there, being able to get these reps, to get chemistry with Mariota in the system. So I think that has to set him back, being Matthews, a little bit. I think he's still worth owning probably in most leagues, especially if you're in like a 12-team or deeper league PPR. I mean, I think Matthews is going to be relevant. But it's hard to know what to expect out of him. And when you look at the projection on ESPN for Matthews, he's the sixth guy on the Titans behind the guys we talk about, Mariota, Davis, Henry, Delanie Walker, who we haven't talked about yet, but Deion Lewis, and then you got Rashard Matthews, 56 catches, 794 yards, five touchdowns, basically. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm tempted to say under on those numbers, just based on the fact that he hasn't been out there and based on the fact that I think Taywan Taylor is going to be more relevant than what ESPN has him projected at right now, which is 33 catches, 439 yards, 2.4 touchdowns. I mean, I'll take the over on all of those numbers for Taywan.
Yeah, Rashard is an impossible projection because Mike Vrabel is giving you nothing. You know, we've seen Rashard run the route tree after practice. We've seen, you know, you told us he looks good and he looks fine out there running, but he's not practicing. So I don't know what's going on there. We've been told it's not serious, but still, if it wasn't serious, I would have thought we would have seen him by now. So hard for me to buy in on Matthews, but it's real easy for me to buy in on Taywan Taylor because look at what the staff just did over the weekend. You know, drawing up plays for one of their best athletes on the perimeter, getting him in space. He came back with the touchdown on the goal line. So I just think his usage is going to give you a ton of value. If you're in your fantasy draft with a bunch of non-Titans fans, there's a guy you can sneak in and probably one of the last few rounds there. So down the field threat, We'll see if the numbers come. I think he's going to be a big decoy early on. But I think as the season goes, I think him and Marcus are going to complete some of those deep bombs.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I don't have any problem, you know, drafting him, being Taiwan, and maybe even over Rishard Matthews at this point. And then obviously the last guy we're talking about, Delanie Walker. They've got him projected basically at 67 catches, 778 yards, 6.5 touchdowns, more or less. I think those numbers are probably about right. I think that Delanie, at some point, he's going to have a drop-off in production. And he had a little bit of that last year, and he's hurt right now, so we don't know what that's going to entail. But I just think that you're going to have more – the offense is going to be more spread out this year. And when we talk about, you know, Corey Davis taking that step, we talk about Taiwan Taylor taking that step, we're not sure about Rishard Matthews anyway. I mean, there's only so many targets to go around. So I think Delanie Walker, obviously, he's going to get drafted in every single draft. As far as tight ends go, I'll look up his ADP real quick. But, I mean, you know, he's a guy that's been the most probably fantasy relevant of anybody on this team, you know, consistently year in and year out, going as tight end 7 right now between Evan Engram and Kyle Rudolph. So, you know, I mean, if you're one of those people who's going to wait on tight end, you know, you got your big three in Gronk, Kelsey and Ertz, but after that it's Greg Olsen, Jimmy Graham, Delanie Walker, Evan Engram, Kyle Rudolph. You don't really know what you're going to get out of that mix, but I'd be fine walking away with Delanie Walker in a draft.
Yeah, just solid as a rock. I mean, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get somewhere around 700 to 800 yards. You're going to get a touchdown here or there. And consider, you know, all things considered, when you look at the Titans receivers, like I said before, with all the inconsistencies, the unknowns there, Delanie is probably the one rock in this passing game as far as receivers go. So I don't think you can go wrong there. I don't think you're paying a premium pick for him anymore. There's a chance you could see his production fall off a little bit, just for like what you said, the offense getting spread out. But I still think Delanie's going to get his. You know, we kind of speculated that he lost a little bit of something last year, maybe a step or so. He just didn't seem as explosive as he was, but he's still going to be a big part of this offense, still very fantasy relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I mean, I think when you break it down as far as just looking at the team as a whole, I think they're going to have more fantasy relevant players this year than they've had in a while, because we were talking about this before we came on, but last year, at the end of the year, the only guy that you were really consistently starting was Delanie Walker. You know, because Mario obviously had his struggles. DeMarco Murray wasn't good. I mean, he was drafted high in drafts, so he wasn't good at the end of the year. You know, Derrick Henry, when Murray went down, was obviously somebody that people were plugging in. But you didn't have Corey Davis out there for the majority of the year. Rishard Matthews, you know, in deeper leagues, but Delanie Walker was really the guy that was getting started in the majority of leagues. And so I think that that's going to change this year. I think that you're going to week in and week out have, if you're in, like I said, a 12-team or deeper league, wouldn't be surprised if you have Mariota. I think you're going to have both of the running backs that'll be consistent starters, Corey Davis and Delanie Walker at least. And then I think there's a chance that you could see Taiwan Taylor and Rishard Matthews sneak into that conversation. So this has a chance to be the most, you know, we're just talking about from a fantasy football perspective, the most relevant the Titans have been in a long time.
Yeah, roll the dice on Corey Davis, and then especially in PPR leagues, Deion Lewis is my guy. I'm going to own him everywhere I can. I think that guy's in for a really special year, and it's really exciting as a Titans fan, as just a pure football fan, because he just brings something the Titans haven't had in so long.
Absolutely. So, anyway, we had said last night that Mike was going to be on with us tonight. He had something come up tonight, so we're actually going to have him on Wednesday. So, you know, check back in for that. But so we touched base on with him on Wednesday, so come back for that. So we'll probably be off tomorrow, got some stuff going on. We'll be back on Wednesday and probably try to do another show on Thursday as well. So, again, you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Just search out Locked On Titans. You can find us there. Follow us on Twitter at JMorrisMCM, at TLambertFB. And you can, like I said, subscribe to the podcast, MuseumMiracles.com is where we write. You can find all of our Titans-related content there. So for Terry, this is Jimmy saying thanks for listening, and we will talk to you again later this week.